You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. So all of you know that we're going through this pandemic and we're all wearing masks. And one of the most incredible things that I've seen over the past few months is how amazingly more youthful everyone looks once something gets done around their eyes. And the reason why I really wanted to bring this to the forefront today is because I've been doing an enormous number of brow lifts and eyelid lifts, more so than I would normally see in a month or so. And I think the reason, aside from the fact that everyone's wearing masks and really what's being exposed is your eyes and your forehead area and your brows, is that when you're looking at in a Zoom meeting on your screen and you're staring at that for a long time, obviously there are a few things that like jump out at you, but I can tell you that aside from the neck, the number one thing that all of you have been coming in telling me about is that you look tired and your eyes are reflecting that. So let's just go over a few things that can be done surgically and non-surgically to really improve that area of what we would call the periorbital region. And when I say periorbital region, what I'm really talking about is the area that really surrounds the entire eye region, the eyebrow, the crow's feet, underneath your eyes, the eyelid skin on the upper eyelid, and the eyelid skin and fat on the lower eyelid. And how about the brow descent that's coming down that's causing additionally some hooding? So let's go over this for just a minute so that all of you really have a good understanding about what I'm talking about. When you're looking in the mirror and you see that there's extra eyelid skin that's starting to give you a difficult time seeing peripherally, or you're trying to put eye makeup on and you're realizing that you really have to lift that skin up so that you can paint your eyelids, that skin is what we're talking about right now. Now, that skin, interestingly enough, is made up of two different areas that are converging to cause that extra amount of skin and that hooding. Most of it, and again, everyone's different, but most of it usually is coming from just an excess amount of what we would call upper eyelid skin. Many times that's just a hereditary type thing. And if you see your parents or your grandparents, you may take a look at them and go, okay, one day I'm going to end up having something like that. Or you may already be close to that now while you're listening to this podcast. But there's an additional part of skin that is causing usually more lateral hooding, and that's coming from your eyebrow area descent. Your forehead is starting to drop too. So just taking care of the eyelid skin, for the most part, over my, you know, almost 30 years of being in practice, really does fix a tremendous amount of that excess amount of skin. But sometimes some brow needs to be lifted as well. And the beauty of what we're doing nowadays in a surgical realm is that we do an upper eyelid surgery, which is called a blepharoplasty, or an upper eyelid lift. And what that entails is the ability to take away the excess amount of skin, not to try to make it crazy looking by any means, or to try to alter the way your eyes would normally look, but the excess amount of skin that's draping over your eyelashes or what's preventing you from being able to see your beautiful eyeshadow that you're trying to put on, that skin, and that's what I'm talking about, is composed of too much eyelid skin, like we're saying, plus there's also some brow descent as we're getting older. So the operation that we've been doing so much of lately is removing that excess amount of eyelid skin and at the same time making a very small incision all the way up in the hairline on the lateral aspect, small, that we're able to raise that eyebrow so that that's not hooding anymore. And that combination of a surgery is probably about an hour and a half of surgery. It's incredible the amount of youthfulness that becomes so obvious to everyone right away. And what's so drastic and dramatic, and I have to tell you all about this, is we recently did that exact surgery on someone, and coming out of the operating room, we were taking the patient to the recovery room. And the nurses had seen her earlier that morning when she first checked in. And again, you got to remember, a lot of these people are only being identified by their eyes because they're wearing a mask the whole time. So when you come into the surgery center, you're wearing a mask, the nurses are wearing a mask, and all they really see is like your stature, like your hair, and then they see you're wearing a mask, but they can recognize your eyes. So let me explain this to you. These same nurses that checked her in preoperatively, when they were now discharging her postoperatively, they could not believe that this was the same individual that they checked in maybe 2.5-3 hours before. And they literally came to get me to say, I cannot believe how much younger this patient looks from a few hours ago when we checked her in. And I'm saying that's the same day of surgery. And if you go to my website, DavisCPS.com, you'll see some before and afters that I'm telling you, we're taking some of these photos literally either the same day or within a week of that surgery. And I'm starting to take them with their masks on because it's so interesting to me to see how much more youthful these patients are looking almost immediately after surgery because that extra skin is gone. And that whole area just looks lifted and just so much more youthful. So that's the surgical way to do it. Again, it's not a very entailed, long operation. You do need a few days to just recover and do nothing because honestly, it's really not going to be a painful operation at all. And you're going to feel like you could just go back to doing everything you want to do. That would be a mistake, because that's when you may cause some bruising and things like that. So we tell everybody for 48 hours after that operation I just described, you're just going to take it easy. And that's fine right now because there aren't a lot of places that anyone's going anyway. Okay, so that's the surgical way of fixing this. What else could you do if you decided, you know what, I really don't want to have a surgery, but I do understand the fact that that periorbital region is giving away my age or it's making me look older than I am. So here are some other things that you can do, and we do them all the time here in the office. The first thing is a Botox injection. If you can have a Botox injection done correctly, I'm going to say this again for everyone out there listening. Everyone, listen. If you can have your Botox injected properly, you should be getting somewhat of a brow lifting appearance, and the crow's feet and the fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes should be made much, much, much less. Now, I know what you're thinking, because you may have had an experience like this, or your best girlfriend or somebody you know went and got Botox and they had the experience of where their eye brows dropped, or they felt like their eyes were actually heavier than when they even went in to get them lifted. And this is why it's very important that we're talking about getting the injections done properly, the right amount that's getting done, and the injections are not only being placed in the proper, I want everybody to really listen to this. So I'm changing my voice a little bit and I'm changing my inflection because I think this is one of those starred kind of comments or remarks. If you were taking notes at home, this would be something that you would underline with a highlighter. Listen to what I'm saying about this. And the reason why I'm so crazy about what I'm about to say is I'm a trainer for the Allergan Corporation, which makes Botox, and the Galderma Corporation that makes the Dysport and Xeomin and Jeuveau from, you know, all these different Botox type of things. So just let me right off the bat explain this to you. The depth of the injection of the Botox, let's say, and the muscle that's being injected has to be precise. Now, you may not think that that's that special of a comment that I just made, but trust me when I tell you, when I go around and before the coronavirus, I was training people in a lot of locations around the United States. Not everybody knows how to inject Botox properly. You may still get a result. It may still do somewhat of what you wanted it to do, so you think it's great. But I'm just explaining it to you just like it's like that for everything else, not just with plastic surgery. It can be with everything else. There's an expertise that's required to really get what I'm talking about. And injecting the proper product in the proper muscle, in the proper depth, and the amount of units, the amount of product necessary to get that effect, all equates to the perfect result. And I don't want to keep on beating this, you know, over and over again, but I do want to make sure you're understanding that when a patient like you potentially would come in to see me and tell me either, oh, Botox didn't work for me, or I felt like my brows were too heavy and I didn't like the way I looked afterwards, it's not usually the product. It may be one of those other things I just mentioned. So it's just something to keep in mind when we're talking about products that have now become more commoditized. It's actually a very interesting topic that we can talk about again on another podcast. But suffice to say, if we're trying to do a non-surgical way of making your area around your eye look more youthful, I would say to set the table, the first thing would be doing a really great job with the Botox, and that would include above the eyebrow, around the crow's feet, and even sometimes right underneath the eyelid on the lower eyelid to try to help some of the fine lines and wrinkles that are there. In addition, putting some of that Botox in the forehead can also create a very smooth, beautiful, like sheet of glass appearance. So, right off the bat, that's number one. Number two would be, why don't we try to take a little bit of a facial filler that's, the appropriate filler for the area around the eye, the right depth of the product being placed, and the right placement. We can put that in the infraorbital, which means under the eyelid hollow. So many patients that have some fat bags underneath their eyelid, the lower eyelid, those fat pockets, those fat bags can be camouflaged by injecting some facial filler in that gully or that little groove that's established there. Again, that's also adding to the more youthful quality of around the eye. And the last zone or the last thing to think about is, what if the skin quality there just looks very aged. That could mean it's very hyperpigmented. It almost looks like you have a stain under your eyes. It's giving you that appearance that you have dark circles under your eyes. Those things can be treated with skincare products. Those things can be treated with chemical peels. Those things can be treated with a special laser resurfacing. All of these things, especially now while you're wearing a mask, is something to think about when you're taking a look in the mirror or you're seeing yourself on a Zoom call that's giving you the appearance that you've just started to age. So I wanted to leave you with that concept that I'm seeing a real uptick in patients coming in to talk about things that would make them feel better about how they look and also literally create a more youthful appearance. I hope you really enjoyed this because I'm telling you, check it out in the mirror and see what I'm talking about. It's a really, really useful way of just doing a very small amount of tweaking to really get yourself to feel more peppy and more youthful about your whole appearance. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.